This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, it's a pleasure to have you with me today. I enjoy this part of my week. It's my favorite part of the week. I love coming to work, and I love talking with you about the right to keep and bear arms, among other things. It's been one heck of a show. Houston, how you doing? Gotta love Houston. Big city. People don't realize how big Houston is. Yeah. I've been, I know the city north to south, east to west, all parts of it. Driven through it many, many, many times. Had a flat tire in a rental car on the way to Hobby Airport.
I'm sorry.
With very little time to spare. And I mean right downtown. I mean right downtown. And thank goodness some people in an office building across, I was able to pull it off the road, but boy. A tow truck operator. I had to give him 20 bones to get me to the airport. Yeah, I had to take a tow truck to the airport. I didn't know I was running out of time.
Why couldn't you just change the tire?
Changing no tire on the side of the road on the way to the airport. It's a rental car, man. That's a rental car. So I called the rental car. I said, come get your car. I'm out of here.
I would change the tire and say, hey, I need you to give me a little bit of funds off of this.
I didn't pay for anything and didn't have to change the tire. What does that tell you? I got to tell you how hot Houston is. I mean, come on. I'm going to change up rental cars out here. Get your car and get me to the airport.
It's funny you say that. The Philippines, Houston is hotter than the Philippines.
Where the heck did that come up?
Well, you were talking about Houston. I just thought about the heat down there, and it's pretty hot right now. And I don't know. Just general conversation.
Have you got the message queued up with the two kids? I want to play that message again. You get that queued up? Can you run that?
Guns save lives. My mom and dad are responsible gun owners. I hope you are too. If you have guns in your home, please make sure to store them safely. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
You know what, Mark?
Talk to me.
The progressives want us to forget that message.
I know they do. And the first part of that, the Second Amendment, always, of course, vital, very important. And we need to teach our kids that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's a young voice on that. History is being revised. The first part of that message, safety. Why is that important? You know, because you've got the left. I say this so often, and I'll continue to repeat this. And the media and everybody else that's in the bag with the progressives and the gun haters. And that is the hijacking of the language. Mm-hmm. Every town for gun safety, Bloomberg, gun safety. I want to ask my guests. First, I'll start with David Kodria. David in Hudson, Ohio, welcome to the program. Can you name me one gun safety course, every town for gun safety? It's in their name. Teach us.
You mean they're not contracting with Rob Pincus to go and teach the demanding moms how to actually be safe with a gun?
Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of students around the country, and not just Rob, millions of students around the country learning from individual teachers like my next guest, George the Mad Ogre Hill. George, you teach students every single week, and you start with safety, don't you? Do you...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you aware of any Everytown? Do you have to compete for range time with the Everytown for gun safety instructors?
You know, I've never seen them at the range. It's kind of funny about that. I've never been there. Where, you know, I don't know. Where are they holding their classes at? I'm not sure. It must be at some elite private ranges. Maybe at the DNC national headquarters.
Oh, no. No.
That way you want to see what that looks like.
David Kodria.
You know,
the message. Please go ahead. No, go, please.
Okay, I was just going to say that I didn't realize George was here. I'd have said George instead of Rob. Hi, George. Sorry about that. If
I'm being mistaken for one of the greatest trainers in the nation, I will take that as a compliment. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Even if he's bald?
What?
I mean, he's not here. Even if he's bald?
Well, I've shaved my head, too, because it's just getting, you know, the gore is way too high for me, so I had to shave it off.
There you go. I had
Ogre's
to do the same.
So bald, I love that. I called. It was funny. I was heading somewhere today earlier, and I called George from the car to talk about a few things, and he came in through the speaker system. I had my son in the back seat, and I dialed the number, and I said, call George Mobile. And the car said, calling George Hill on mobile. And my son in the back seat says, Daddy, is that the Mad Ogre? I said, yes. Yes, it is the Mad Ogre. But let's get back to the serious topic at hand, and that is the safety aspect. What gets me, David, more than anything else about the fact, not the fact that Everytown for Gun Safety doesn't know anything about safety or certify instructors like the USCCA does. I attended the class, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of certified instructors across. There were over 110 just in the Tampa class alone becoming certified to teach safety. And it's not because the Brady campaign doesn't care, yet they talk about safety and they don't teach safety, David. It's this hijacking of the language that I think is, it's even more dangerous. Am I right?
Yeah, and their entire safety message, along with hijacking the language, rests on propaganda imagery to encourage avoidance. For instance, there's a new PSA, so-called public service right, by this group called Evolve Together, which is the latest AstroTurf anti-gun group, pretending that they're somehow or other for gun safety, but they've hired some slick advertising type people, and they've got a new one out, and it has these two women talking, and all of a sudden their two kids run out of the house, and they're playing like lightsaber fights, except they're not using lightsabers, they're using something they found in mommy's drawer.
Uh-oh.
And my you know,
I've seen that.
I saw a lot of so-called gun people thinking, well, this was cute, because they didn't understand what Evolve is about. And this is where they're so insidious. And I thought, well, first of all, who's the progressive type that thinks it's okay to put these things in the hands of a child actor in the first place? Okay, you know, where's the outrage on that? But you know, on top of that, you know, why aren't you teaching children, let's respect privacy and property values, and why aren't we teaching children development-appropriate firearms and other safety lessons instead of a couple vapid, demanding moms, you know, giving each other rolling eyes over the fact that Junior and Tommy Boy are playing with, and I can't even say it on Armed American Radio.
Wow.
No, but that's right. I've seen that spot, and it is. It's disturbing. David, there's an answer to your question, and that's because they don't care.
Mm-mm.
They don't care about safety. It isn't about safety. It has nothing to do with safety.
You know, Mark, I got to tell you, you know, I'm a parent, and my boys are grown. You have not gone through that stage yet, and you have a couple wonderful, darling kids. And, you know, can you imagine if some adult put that in the hands of your children, how you would just go through the roof? And yet these so-called progressives, they think, oh, it's fine. You know, Junior's going to be in a commercial. We're going to make him famous, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And no wonder these kids grow up, you know, to have the types of problems that we see so many of them go through, so that by the time they're in their mid-20s, they're ducking rehab.
Well, you know what it is?
You know what they're doing. These are the kids that grow up to buy a Prius with a little stick family figure sticker on the back window next to the sign that says coexist.
It's because they have no dignity. They have no sense of self-respect or respect for others.
Well, it's
disgusting.
It's called not being responsible. That's a 99% of the problems that we have in this country. No one's held accountable for their actions anymore.
Yep, that is very true. That is very true. But what's frightening, though, is that these people are winning.
Yeah.
They're winning, and it's like
no. I'm going to take you to task.
To Bliss Ninny Ogre, and I'm going to change Grilling While Armed to Grilling While Helpless, because these guys are winning.
George is getting ready to go on a roll. So before we hit this break here, I'm going to take you to task on that one, George. They're not winning. It's discouraging, and I know how you feel. And this is why, again, the mainstream media, again, I go back to the mainstream media so vital in this country. It's in the tank. It's clearly, they don't even pretend anymore. They're not hiding behind it anymore. We know what their agenda is today. And the dangerous part about the mainstream media is that they set the agenda. Again, not by virtue of everything they tell you, but by virtue of what they also leave out. Also sets the agenda. Very, very dangerous. But they're not winning. They're not winning. People are getting smarter. Wait till November. We'll talk about it then and see what happens. But it is a fascinating conversation up to then. I'll be right back with David Kodria in Hudson, Ohio, and George the Mad Ogre Hill from Parts Unknown right after this.
Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer five-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back. The Second Amendment Foundation, very important. Well represented here today on the program with Alan Gottlieb in Hour 1 of Armed American Radio. Houston, you're going to hear that. You're going to hear that coming up next. I have to ask you this, and I want you to walk with me here as I ask you this question. Are you one of these people that believes, seriously now, do you believe it's a tragedy? Follow me. Man walks into a Waffle House, pulls a firearm, points it at the poor woman working behind the counter. You ever been to a Waffle House? Pick your favorite breakfast nook, wherever it may be, maybe a restaurant you frequent on a regular basis. Guy walks in, throws a hoodie up over his head. Yeah, that gets a lot of people's ire too, hoodies. Yeah, and I'm giving you that analogy. Pulls a hoodie over his head, pulls a gun, points it at the poor woman working behind the counter, threatens to blow her brains out for whatever money is left in the register. When, from across the room, a law-abiding citizen, having none of it, stands up, fires, and with one shot kills the criminals. Is that tragic? Are you one of these people that thinks that's a tragedy? I don't think that's a tragedy. I think it's a great shot. And I applaud the citizen who ended the life of the individual who would have killed the woman working behind the counter, probably a second job, to feed her family. That's not a tragedy to me. That's a hero to be applauded and given an award. If you disagree with me, turn it off. Or keep listening. Doesn't matter to me. David Kodria, that's a true story. 19-year-old Dante Williams walked into a Waffle House back in January of 2012. You want to take the story from there?
It cannot be a true story because Shannon Watts of Demanding Moms says that defensive gun uses never happen. Mm. So, I mean, who am I to believe, you or the Demanding Moms? I mean, come on now, give me a break. But, yeah, this was 19-year-old Dante Williams. And the thing is now his family is all upset. His cousin has been talking to the media. They're disappointed that no charges were filed. They're looking into whether or not they can file a civil lawsuit themselves. And she wants to get the law changed to make it more difficult to get a concealed carry permit, telling everyone that he was always sharp, always goofy, loved to dance. He was a respectable boy. Okay?
Wait, was that before he pulled the gun on the Waffle House employee?
Well, no. This was after. They're bemoaning the fact that that poor Dante, ended such a promising young life because he was goofy and he loved to dance and he was so respectable. There's this guy on the internet, and his name is Tim Black. He's got a timthebartender.com. I don't know much about him except that I used his YouTube video to illustrate my article. And he just is just does this wonderful commentary about, you know, good babies. You know, they're always talking about, oh, my baby, he was a good baby. My baby was a good baby. And he said, good babies don't rob people.
Sure don't.
He puts it quite that simply. And these people were endangering their lives and could have quite possibly killed anyone, you know, had anything happened, had they not been instantly obeyed. And you just don't do that. And they caught the other accomplice, and he got sentenced to 30 years. So
that's not fair. That's not fair.
How old was this guy?
That isn't fair.
How old?
The guy who had a shortly terminated life was 19 years old. So he's not old enough to, you know, have a concealed carry, you know, permit in the first place.
Here's the first thing. His mother should have made sure he was afraid to touch a gun. My thing is, where was the discipline? Where was the act right in this whole situation? Because, like you said, if he was a respectable young man, he wouldn't be walking in a place with a gun anyway.
Well,
not
you know
like
what?
That.
He wasn't. And he got what he deserved. And I'm not going to sit here and tell a national radio audience. You know why? Because I don't care what led him there that day. I don't care. I care about the Waffle House employee who had two firearms pointed at her by two scumbags. That's who I care about. I don't care what led Dante Williams at 19. I don't care. I'm not here to figure that out. Dante Williams got what he deserved. Dead.
And
that's a fact, whether you like it or not. David, I have to say this first. You give up your right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness the moment you pull a gun and put it in someone's face during a robbery. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it. You were the one who set that course of events into motion. And the way I ended my article, I said it's a natural tendency for good people to feel empathy and sympathy for surviving family members when tragedy happens. Even the self-inflicted kind. I mean, you know, you can't, you know, as much as you want to, you know, go through and say, what did the parents do wrong? What did the mother do wrong? Anyway, yeah, I mean, you have to kind of empathize with the grief that's going on there. I said, but when those relatives turn things around to make irrational demands, which is what it is, and Richard Martinez comes to mind, we're back to the Santa Barbara thing, pity quickly turns to determined opposition. I said, I'd like to say I'm sorry for your loss, Tamika, but in truth, I can't. It sounds like the probability Dante would have become a positive addition to society is a lot lower than the chance of him continuing to be a menace. It sounds like, and this sounds harsh, okay? It sounds like the world is a safer and better place now that he's no longer around as a lifelong drain on and threat to its productive members. And I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but you know what? You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Yep.
There are bad people among us, period. We can't change it. We can't change it.
And you're not
there are bad people among us.
Especially by disarming the good people among us.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd like to direct people, George, to did you read David's column?
No, sir, I have not.
Okay, I'd like to direct you and everybody else over to DavidCodria.com.
Yeah, that'll do her.
DavidCodria.com. There's a photograph of these two fine, upstanding young men, right before one of them got what he deserved, killed, pointing their firearms at the clerk behind, at the poor people behind the counter. I want you to look at that photograph. You see it on the news all the time. Have you become numb to it yet? Have you? Go look at the photograph. Read David's column. Try to find that sympathy. Tell me what you think about what you read. Mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll read your responses on the airwaves. I think we become, David, we see the news. It's terrible. We see it every day. The stories are terrible every day. We almost become numb to this stuff, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah. It's except those of us, I think, who are tuned in with the right to keep and bear arms see this stuff, and I believe that we look at it in a different way. And we look at these situations and we look and think, what difference might an armed citizen have made? And again, you know, one of the things that the left loves to do is they love to point out when a defensive gun use does not work, such as the heroic guy at the Walmart in Las Vegas who tried to take down the one freak who just he executed the police officer.
But, David, we're taking a break. I would argue that that did work, and I would argue that that hero gave up his life and saved many others. Keep this in mind when you see those two people pointing handguns at the clerk, when the relative says, he's such a good boy. No, he's not. Back right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new tax slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The tax slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the tax slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, what a pleasure it is to be with you today. Enjoying the program very much. Those of you who have sent me some emails today, I appreciate it. I probably will not have time to get to them. Got an email. I did get one from Cynthia Gardner. couple days ago. Hello, Mark, and then in parentheses, and Shanto with an exclamation point. So Shanto got an exclamation point there.
Uh-oh.
And she sent me, yeah, it was great. Hello, Mark and Shanto. She says, this just came across yesterday and apparently has been in effect since the 17th of June. We have found in the last year or so that the governor here seems to take his cues from the emperor by fiat. Why wait on Congress when you can just deem it to be so? Of course, she's referring to who?
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Barry. Hello, Barry. Anyway, what she's referring to is an email that came out from the Oregon Firearms Federation. Great organization. Kevin Starrett will be here. I wanted to let her know and listeners know that Kevin Starrett from OFF, Oregon Firearms Federation, will be here next week. We have locked in his hour on the show for the second hour of the broadcast next week to talk about what they're doing out on the out in Oregon. Where, and George, you know a little bit about this. You get a denial if you when you fill out the 4473, correct? You get a denial. It can come in many different forms, can't that denial?
The denial comes either from state or federal, and that's all it says.
But it says you can have a conditional, right?
Denial. No, not really. It's either a yes or no. It's a yes or no.
And when that yes or no is issued at that moment in time, what is it when we have the 3 days before the actual denial? There's a delay?
Some states have cool-down periods, so that, you know, you have to, you know, it's approved, so they come back and pick up the gun in a couple of days.
Okay.
Know, whatever,
well,
that is, whatever that is.
In Oregon, right now, Oregon, you're paying attention. A lot of gun owners were sent information from the state police. The state police now, David Codier, this will rack you, are showing up, if you get a denial, at your doorstep, wanting to talk to you about your denial. Now, some of those denials are not due to criminal negligence. They're not due to felons and so forth. There's conditional statutes or conditional denials where maybe it's because you have a name similar to someone else's name. David, you've heard of this in the past. Kevin Starrett will be here next week to talk about this in great detail, and it's very concerning when you read the Oregon Firearms Federation email, and I would implore everybody to head out to Oregon Firearms Federation, OFF, and check it out at OregonFirearms.org and see for yourself. Kevin will be here to talk about it. Dave, you familiar with that story at all, brewing out there in Oregon?
Tangentially, and I will say that Kevin does the Lord's work out there. The man
he does.
Is a one-man army, and he does so much and takes so much on his own shoulders. And I encourage everyone who is an Oregon gun owner, please look up the website, look at what it's all about, look at what this man is doing on your behalf, and join and support Oregon Firearms Federation. And the one point that I would like to add to the state police coming out, as much as you might want to clean up the record and to get everything straight, there is a great video online, Professor James Duane, D-U-A-N-E, Never Talk to the Police. It's a long video. He follows it up with a policeman friend of his, I believe it's a lieutenant, and they come up with all of the reasons why, even if you think that it's a good idea or there's nothing wrong with you, I urge everyone, do not talk to the police. If I got denied and they came out to talk to me, I'm afraid I would have to say, you know what, guys, I'll be happy to talk with you and cooperate as soon as I go through my attorney, and we'll come down together and visit with you.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to let me clarify this too. In one of the examples they're using out there in Oregon, it was a, and I'm quoting from their mailer now, in the first instance this Wednesday, a buyer was attempting to purchase a pistol, and the dealer received a notice of a delay on his computer terminal.
Which is normal.
The delay, according to this, George, provided no estimate of when the OSP, Oregon State Police, expected to have the issue resolved. So the dealer called OSP and was told, quote, unquote, we are working on it anyway. They had a trooper show up, and it was an interesting scenario. And apparently that's unfolding in Oregon now. We'll talk with Kevin in great detail about that next week. So scary stuff when you consider that this is what they want to do on a national level. State police banging on your door, George?
They're not banging on mine. I tend not to be going into Waffle Houses at 3 a.m. and putting guns in people's faces. I try to avoid that.
David?
Well, with my Prius getaway car, I'd be nuts to try that.
That's where I was going.
Yeah. Then I'd go home and gas cooked while, you know.
You, listen, do yourself a favor, David. I got to tell you this. Get off your gas and grill. Okay?
I keep hearing you. Hey, I got a real quick one. Could I get a real quick one in? I just got a call from our friend Mike Vanderbo, okay, of Sipsey Street Irregulars. And Mike is on his way to Colorado to give a speech over the Independence Day commemoration. And he called me from the airport. He just wanted me to know. And I'm telling tales out of school now. He hasn't given me permission to share this, but I don't think he's going to get overly mad at me for doing it. Apparently, the people who inspect things, the TSA, when they gave him back his laptop, there were screws missing, and there was a panel that had been removed from his laptop. And so I just want to get that out there for the record so that more than I am the person who has heard this.
You know what? That happened to me when I came back from Washington. My laptop was totally messed up. Sure did. It worked perfectly fine before I went through TSA.
And yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that there couldn't be a perfectly legitimate security reason why someone wouldn't want to look inside electronics and all that. But you know what? I would just feel a lot more comfortable having that out on the record where more than I have been told this at this point in time. And that's,
well, David,
that's all,
you know,
I think we ought to say.
The recent Supreme Court ruling just a few days ago, the cell phone, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that it's not considered, like, you know, searching you and going through your pockets or anything like that, because, you know, there's some kind of probable cause to stop you for security reasons or something like that. And so to say that they cannot go through telephones seems to me that, on the one hand, it seems like it's a good and positive ruling. On the other hand, I would look for new and creative ways to get around that. And like I say, you know, I don't want to make more of it than it is, other than just to have that information out there to where more than I have heard it at this point in time.
You know, it's interesting stuff I was reading earlier today. Gwinnett County, which is a county outside of downtown Atlanta, Georgia, has a rule in effect, or a law in effect, you can say, that in essence gives the state the right to draw your blood against your will should you refuse a breathalyzer test. Gwinnett County is enforcing it by strapping individuals down to a gurney if they refuse a breathalyzer test. They're strapping them down, putting them into a headlock, using four people to strap both legs, midsection, and arms down. When a nurse comes in, while you're surrounded and strapped to a gurney, and forcibly drawing your blood. I've seen the video of it. It's quite disturbing. What point are we at in America today, David, listener, George, when law enforcement can forcibly strap you down, take your bodily fluids from you, and claim it's for your own good? David, your thoughts?
Yeah,
we're getting ready to take a break. It was bad timing, but go ahead. I'll let you take this through the break.
Well, I'm just thinking that it's absolutely outrageous. It's Soviet style. This is not America, and I think that the real problem resides not only with the police who do such a thing, but also with the so-called medical professionals who are violating their Hippocratic oath.
Interesting take on that, George. I'll get your opinion when we come back from the break. Armed American Radio continues. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Don't go away.
My house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host,
can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
Great rejoinder, love it.
Hold on.
Wow. We're talking about the DUI suspects, and I've got the column up in front of me from myfoxatlanta.com. Very disturbing story. Titled, DUI Suspects Face Forced Blood Draws in Some Georgia Counties. And I'm going to read the quick paragraph here. Suspected drunk drivers in some metro counties are getting a rude surprise when they refuse a breathalyzer test. Instead of taking no for an answer, officers now obtain a search warrant to forcibly draw blood and get evidence for the case. The key word, forcibly. It's accompanied by a video that is quite disturbing. Here's why it's disturbing. As in most states, Georgia has a law that if you refuse a breathalyzer test, there are consequences. Now, you agree to take the breathalyzer test when you get your driver's license. If you refuse to take the test, there are consequences. You lose your driver's license for a year. Gwinnett County, and I don't know how many others, if you live in Atlanta, you know where Gwinnett County is strapping you to a gurney after getting a search warrant and forcibly drawing your blood. David, I want to go back to you about this with a quick take, but George, your thoughts on this?
Oh, man, it's completely fascist. It's way heavy-handed. It is not necessary. There's other ways of taking care of, what is it, DUI in Georgia is that a felony?
We're talking about a misdemeanor here.
A misdemeanor
traffic charge.
This level of use of force.
Of
intrusion. It's absolutely un-American, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, and listen, all against drunk driving. Drunk driving kills far too many people. Too many lives have been impacted by drunk driving. I get all that. David, let's go to you quickly.
Well, they can rescind a driver's license if that happens. What this reminds me of is the scene from the movie A Clockwork Orange, where they took Malcolm McDowell's character and strapped him in the chair and used those hooks to keep his eyeballs open, you know, to keep his eyelids pried open, so that he would have no choice but to comply. This is bending the will using such an extreme level of force. I guess the question I have is, I'm an Ohio driver. If they catch me, I haven't consented to do that with Georgia. So how can they do that with me? And if they can't do that with me, what happened to equal protection under the law where they can do that with you?
Well, the Supreme Court recently ruled they can't search your cell phone, but they can do this. It's interesting to me, and I want to take this a step further. Let's stretch this. Would they be willing to go how far to take your guns?
Mm-hmm.
How far would they go to take your guns? Now, if you watch the video, it's quite disturbing to see. And you've got a couple people who were seen on the video yelling and screaming. This is America. What country are we in? What country am I in? You're strapping me down like I'm at Guantanamo Blanking Bay. I'm an American. So are you. And you have to ask yourself that question. It's very disturbing.
And
how
every
far
one of
would
those
the authorities
guys in
go?
That room, every one of those guys in that room is saying, I'm just doing my job. I'm just following orders. It's not right. It's not right. Whatever the judge signed, whatever warrant that was, I do not think that this is what they had in mind.
And George, you were active duty law enforcement in Virginia. Take it from that perspective. Would you have done this?
No, it's just not right. And that's actually why I quit. But that's a long story I don't want to get into in public. But we have the Constitution for a reason, and it's to protect us from things like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's the argument, and the Supreme Court has upheld, that the drunk stops are constitutional, David. That argument that's been a fight going back and forth as well, too. We're not poo-pooing drunk driving. That's not what we're doing here. We're talking about this level of forced intrusion into your body against your will when you're already facing consequences for your refusal to take the test, or the breathalyzer test anyway. At what point is enough enough? And you've got to take this farther. Would the same officers putting you in a headlock, think about your wife, your mother. This is what they're going to do to you. Sean, your thoughts?
Oh, we've seen this. We've seen this happen before, where officers, SWAT officers, they stormed one lady's house.
Mm-hmm.
They strip searched her.
Oh, there are cases like this all over the country. You can find them if you go out and look for them, sure. SWAT overreach we discussed earlier, the militarization of our police departments across the country in towns that see very little crime zero homicides, and they're driving around in MRAPs right now with the SWAT teams and so forth. David, I'm sure this is something that would bark right up Mike Vanderbo's tree. Maybe we'll have a conversation with him about this down the road.
Sounds like a good idea because, again, what level of response is appropriate? And if we're so, you know, determined to stop drunk driving, then why can't we waterboard the person until we get their permission and consent to do the blood test? And, you know, if they're that much of a danger, why can't we have a drone take them out while they're on the highway? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. And I applaud George for bringing up the fact that just following orders is not an excuse because didn't work at Nuremberg, and I applaud George for being an oath keeper. That was beautiful. And, George, I could hear the emotion in your voice when you were talking about it, and we're right there with you, brother. We're very proud of you for that.
I don't want to get beeped out, but things like this get me very close to
getting beeped out.
To hit the beep button.
Yeah, well, let's not hit the beep button, but we follow you with that. And it's a fine line, and it is a fascinating topic to delve into. I was unaware of this.
Oh, yeah.
Until earlier today. I had no idea. And I will tell you that I reside in Georgia. Now, of course, here's the easy way. And here's the advice your father would give you. Don't drive drunk, and you don't have to worry about it. And that's a true statement. And that's great advice.
What if you're only accused of driving drunk?
But that's correct. You are accused.
And where does it end?
Of
what's
driving
next?
Drunk. And what's the next
what's
step?
What's the next step?
You are being accused. You've done nothing wrong. And the next thing you know, you are being strapped to a gurney. It is quite disturbing. It does pose some additional questions that, you know, when you, again, we talk about the firearms, where there are very well-funded enemies of our freedom across this country that no doubt want to take away and strip you of your firearms freedoms. How far would they go? And if you've ever wanted to know, would the officers in my department, in my little town, kick my door in? Is it the same officer strapping down your next-door neighbor to forcibly draw her blood? It's an interesting question. One for another topic. Sean, thanks for everything today on the Armed American Radio Network. George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Time flies too fast. MadOgre.com. MadOgre.com. DavidCodria.com. CODREA. DavidCodria.com to read everything about the war on your guns and the incredible wit and wisdom from David Codria at waronguns.com. I'm Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, I tell you every week, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Next week promises to be better than this week. We'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby. Like a dark view. Tell us me by the clamor now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom.
The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.